You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we're talking about the new movie from Jordan Peele called Us.
So, Us starts with a young girl who's at the fairground with her parents back in the 1980s. She gets separated from her parents and finds a way onto the beach where she heads into a creepy, sort of haunted house of mirrors. It's not haunted. I shouldn't have said that. But it's creepy, eerie theme going on. And she's walking through the House of Mirrors, and then the scene sort of cuts as she sees herself. It looks as though it's in one of the mirrors, but then you realise that it's not. It's actually like another version of herself, yeah. Or it seems to be anyway. Then the film cuts to present day, and we see the Wilson family, the mother of whom is the girl from the beginning, her husband, her two kids, and they're heading off on the family vacation. But she's still troubled by this thing that happened in her past. Feels like she's been followed, or that there's another version of herself out there somewhere. And that's sort of the basic conceit of the movie. When they're on the holiday, it's sort of, the film has a sort of tonal shift between sort of light-hearted, there's some comic moments, and it's almost like a family, like I say, it's a family holiday adventure film, but then it goes really dark. Like, it shifts a lot. Like, there's a lot of humour, there's a lot of jokes in there.
I never felt like it was National Lampoon's.
I know, but like, there's more humour in there than you, like, it's not just downbeat the whole time.
No.
But anyway, when they get to this sort of, their house in the woods, they see, like, another family standing outside, and this is the moment when you think, like, oh, now it's taking a turn for the worse, and you recognise, like, it's them, but a different version of them. So yeah, I don't want to spoil too much about the movie because I feel like this is one where if you go in knowing as little as possible about it, like we did, you're going to get a lot more out of it. But yeah, Jordan Peele, who gained a lot of praise for his last movie, Get Out.
Yeah, we both loved that.
Which is sort of like an instant modern horror classic.
And our review is available.
Yeah. If you've not seen check it out our review of that if you haven't already. But yeah, that was sort of blended some social issues about racism in with sort of a modern horror tale.
Yeah,
this is similar. It like does a sort of social critique along with the horror story.
I feel like Get Out was much more a social commentary movie than a horror movie, where I feel like this one is much more a horror movie with little bits of social commentary in there.
Yeah.
Because with this one you have so much more horror, there's a lot more brutal kills, there's a lot more blood, violence and deaths in this, and there's people creeping around dark houses not knowing what's around corners and things. There's a lot more of that than there was in Get Out.
Yeah, it definitely stepped up the violence, like you say. I feel like with Get Out it was very focused, like you knew what that film was about. This one has numerous readings or interpretations. There's one sort of major one, but I feel like it could be read in multiple different ways.
Yeah.
And there's different things you can take out of it. So in that way, it's almost not as focused as the first one. It's a little bit sort of a lot of really interesting ideas thrown out there, but it never quite coagulates into specifically what they're getting at. There was stuff that I really liked in it. My main criticism of the thing was that it was a little uneven and the pacing was a little off.
Let's be honest, what is your main criticism of this?
That was it, that it was uneven.
How did they feed the rabbits?
Yeah.
That's your main criticism.
How did they feed the rabbits? For people who've seen the film, they'll understand that.
Yeah, if not, we'll make them.
But yeah, on that point, it's sort of like, it seems like it's going one way, which is a supernatural explanation, and then it turns into something else, which raises a lot of questions about the film world. Like, there's a lot of stuff in this that you have to just accept and keep going with. Whereas I felt like Get Out could answer every question you had about the story, about the world that it was set in. That had a weird ending. I mean, that went some weird places, but it had an internal logic. Whereas this film, the internal logic sort of breaks down.
I really liked it, and I think like it's one of those movies that doesn't answer everything in the first viewing. And I think that's good, because a lot of movies now, everything is just wrapped up, or you're played to be like, oh, well, wait until part two, which is out next year, or in a couple of years, or whatever. Whereas, like, this one is just, like, a good movie that asks a lot of questions and feels like more of a throwback to movies from the 70s where things necessarily aren't all explained and all the answers aren't there, and you're left as the audience to maybe go and figure out what this all means, which I really liked. And it has one of the most creepy intros for me when she's going around the Maryland's maze or whatever it's called at the start. Like that really...
The beginning was really good.
Yeah.
And setting tone.
Mm, and there's so much in there with like little bits of imagery throughout the movie, which I think on like a second viewing would be really interesting to see. And the little things you pick up on is like they're going to the beach and our son's wearing the Jaws t-shirt and you're like, well, don't go to the beach. Because you know, like, there's just little things in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, watch out for, like, everything that's written on people's t-shirts, everything that's on shelves in the background. Like, a lot of thought's gone into that kind of thing. I would say, like, I really loved the beginning and I really like the end. And the end has some of the weirder stuff in it, like, right at the very end. But in the middle was the part where, yeah, it kind of felt like a typical kind of slasher film. When you have, like, the other family hunting them down, and it's just a lot of action sequences of them either running away or facing the bad guys. It kind of lost the thematic depth in the middle. It was just, like, trying to get to the end where, like, it was going to explain stuff.
I thought, like, it got most interesting in the middle part as you learn more and more about it, because you start to think, like, is it just her and her family that's doubled, and you find out more about what's going on over the course of like America and maybe the world or whatever, you don't know what's going on, but that's the bit that got really interesting for me. And like you're saying, there's loads of ways you can read into it. I mean, it kind of reminded me of like High Rise and what was going on there, and maybe the idea of like what's inside all of us as human beings, you know, the possibility
there's
to do that.
There's a lot of stuff about social segregation, and there's a lot of stuff about psychology and the darker side of human nature. A lot of references to masks as well. That's another visual that they refer back to a number of times.
But I think like it's a really strong other movie from Jordan Peele, and really good performances by Lupita Nyong'o, and you know, our whole family. And you know, there is that humour in there that keeps you going throughout it as well. Like you're saying, it's not just a really dark movie.
Yeah.
There's little bits of, you know, like making light of the situation, which is good. But I really loved it, and I would watch it again.
It's definitely not a bad movie. I would say like it's a very, very good horror movie. And the thing I do like about it is that it's an original idea. Like, he's the sort of director that's coming up with new ideas. He's not just rehashing the same old stories. Even though, like, it follows some tropes of other horror movies, it is a one-of-a-kind film. I just felt like it was uneven in some places and just needed a little more, like, polishing of the script to get some of the ideas across there of what it was trying to say. So that's our review of Us. I hope you enjoyed that. Make sure to like and subscribe to our channel, and we'll be back with more reviews.